This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. President Bush continues his travels in South America today. He's in Cartagena, Colombia, after finishing the annual meeting of Pacific Rim Nations in Chile. These summits are meant to deal with economic and trade issues, but the headlines were about everything from North Korea's nuclear program to Latin American issues to some embarrassing security issues between the United States and the host nation. NPR's Don Gagne is traveling with the president.
It was a hectic weekend at the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit for President Bush. North Korea was at the top of his agenda. He hoped to win unequivocal support for the demand that the communist nation resume talks to end its nuclear weapons program. After one-on-one meetings in Santiago with the leaders of China, Russia, South Korea, and Japan, the president got what he was looking for.
I can report to you today, having visited with the other nations involved in that collaborative effort, that the will is strong, that the effort is united, and the message is clear to Mr. Kim Jong-il. Get rid of your nuclear weapons programs.
But the president is also faced with another potential nuclear power, Iran. The president said it's a serious matter, but he dismissed a reporter's question asking if intelligence problems involving Iraqi weapons hurt U.S. credibility regarding Iran. And while other nations here also expressed worries about North Korea and Iran, each also brought local concerns to this summit. For Mexican President Vicente Fox, it was frustration that nothing has happened with Mr. Bush's call to reform U.S. immigration laws. The president repeated his belief that workers from Mexico should be allowed to come to the U.S. to take jobs that employers can't find American workers to fill, and he tied the issue to national security.
We'd much rather have security guards chasing down terrorists or drug runners or drug smugglers than people coming to work.
While out of the country, the president also had to deal with the failure of the Republican Congress this weekend to resolve differences on intelligence reforms back home. It was a disappointment to the White House. Mr. Bush insisted he will work hard to get those reforms passed. The president wrapped up his visit to Chile last night with an official visit to the presidential palace. Chilean President Ricardo Lagos had invited 200 people for an elaborate dinner. But according to local news reports, a dispute over security, the insistence by U.S. Secret Service that each of those guests pass through metal detectors, resulted in the event being scaled way back to just 20 guests, mostly aides to the two leaders. That sudden change followed another unusual incident involving security. As the president arrived for the Saturday evening summit dinner, Chilean security prevented his Secret Service bodyguard from entering. A scuffle between the agent and the guards ensued. After a few moments, the president himself intervened. The agent got in. Today, the president is in Colombia, the final leg of this four-day trip. It's a stop of just a few hours. White House officials are hoping for no surprises. Don Gagne, NPR News, with the president in Santiago, Chile.